Postal and BT workers in CWU spoke to Socialist Party members on the picket lines bill. Picket supervisor at BT Openreach at Ravensbridge Drive, Leicester, spoke to Heather Rowling. The union was meeting shareholders in London. They are going to put across how the dispute reflects on the business and reflects on their share price, so the shareholders can come alongside or put pressure on the CEO. One of the major shareholders bought the shares at nearly £2 and sold for £4. He took £78 million. He's one of the super rich. He's not going to a food bank. But the share prices are falling now. We need to force the bosses to get round the table now. There's a backlog of repairs. On the fiber provision side, there is a 5-week wait. On the copper version side, a 4-week wait. The mood is strong to win this strike. A striker at the Western Supermare delivery office in Somerset told Rob Jennings that the local CWU rep had been suspended from work by Royal Mail on trumped-up charges. There have now been 96 CWU members suspended nationally since the strikes began, and the pickets said they were prepared to strike indefinitely if these members are not reinstated. Ian Patterson reports of Waltham Cross, Hertfordshire. It isn't just the BBQ that's made the Royal Mail picket lines the biggest in this strike so far. 25 on the picket line on the 20th of October and 18 on the 25th of October. The workers on strike aren't intimidated by Royal Mail's attacks, confident that strikes will work, and think this is a weak government that only cares about the rich. An agency worker going in asked, "Is there a strike on?" When pickets said yes, they immediately turned around. Glenn Howard reports that in Ledbury, Herefordshire, where originally there was only one person on the Royal Mail picket line, now many of the workers are out on the picket, with only a single person in work. The threat of redundancies has had the opposite of the management's desired effect, and has solidified support